This audio is presented to you by Healing Hands for Humanity. You can find us at www.healinghandsforhumanitynetwork.com. Living from the Heart by Nirmala is a book that consists of three parts. This series of audios makes up part two, The Heart's Wisdom. Nirmala can be found at www.endless-satsang.com, where you can also find out more information about parts one and three. The Heart's Wisdom is free to share with family and friends in its original form, though it must not be sold and the author must be acknowledged. Introduction. For centuries, spiritual teachings have pointed us to the heart as the source of wisdom, truth, peace and love. We call it the heart because these deeper realities are experienced most strongly in the region of the physical heart. However, the spiritual heart is not limited to a location in your body. The heart is a totality of your connection with the essential qualities and greater dimensions of your true nature as limitless being. Any full exploration of the larger truth of your being must include a discovery of the capacities and qualities of this tender, loving, and wise aspect of your true nature. This book consists of three related pieces that explore living from the spiritual heart. Part 1, From the Heart, offers simple ways to drop your awareness into the heart and thereby shift into a more open, allowing perspective and to more fully experience the world and your true nature as aware space. It goes on to explore dropping awareness into the belly and ultimately into the larger spiritual heart, which includes the mind, heart, and belly. These simple shifts in perspective can profoundly alter your experience of life and its challenges. It turns out it doesn't matter what you experience, what matters is where you experience it from. Part 2, The Heart's Wisdom, explains how the heart is a wise and accurate guide to the truth. The truth is whatever opens your heart and quiets your mind. This simple definition cuts through any confusing ideas and beliefs to the direct source of wisdom and guidance available in your own heart. Part 3, Love is Forgiving, points to the true source of love in your own heart. The essence of love is a spacious, open attention of our awareness. Awareness is the gentlest, kindest, and most intimate force in the world. It touches everything, but doesn't impose or make demands. Surprisingly, this awareness or love is experienced most fully when you give it to others, not when you get it from others. The more love you give, the more love you experience. It is by freely giving love that we are filled with love. Throughout, there is a pointing beyond the experience of the heart and its wisdom, peace, and love, to the possibility of recognizing these essential qualities as who and what you are. The heart, with all its joy, satisfaction, peace, love, and wisdom, is not just something you can experience more fully. It is what you have always been and always will be. In recognizing your true nature as this fullness of being, you can ultimately rest from all seeking and effort and just be who you are. Part 2, The Heart's Wisdom. The truth is that which opens the heart. The capacity to sense the truth is something we all already have. We all have a heart that is already accurately showing us how true things are. Anything that puts you in touch with more of the truth opens the heart. This is a literal and experiential description of the truth. When your experience is bringing you more truth, there is a sense of opening, softening, relaxation, expansion, fulfillment, and satisfaction in the heart. This can be most directly sensed in the center of the chest, but the heart of all being is infinite and therefore actually bigger than your entire body. So this opening, softening, and expansion is actually happening everywhere. We just sense it most clearly and directly in the center of the chest. When you encounter truth, the sense of yourself opens, expands, softens, fills in, and lets go, The me, the sense of yourself, is no longer felt to be so limited or small. It becomes more complete and unbounded. The boundaries soften and dissolve, and any sense of inadequacy, limitation, or deficiency is lessened or eliminated. As a side effect of being in touch with more of the truth, your mind gets quieter because you simply have less to think about. Even knowing a simple truth, like where your car keys are, gives you less to think about. And when you touch upon a very large truth, your mind becomes even quieter, like when you see the ocean for the first time. The truth or reality you're viewing is so immense that at least for a moment your mind is stopped and becomes very quiet. In contrast, when your experience is moving into a diminished or smaller experience of the truth and of reality, the heart contracts. The sense of yourself gets tight, hard, contracted, and feels incomplete, bounded and limited. It can feel like you are small, inadequate or unworthy. The smallness of the truth is reflected in the smallness of the sense of yourself. The result of being less in touch with the truth is that your mind gets busier as it tries to figure out what is true. Fortunately, your being is never diminished or contracted, only the sense of yourself. Just as blocking your view of the whole room by partially covering your eyes makes your sense of the room smaller, without actually making the room smaller, an idea or belief that is not very true is reflected in a small sense of yourself, without actually limiting or contracting your being. This opening and closing of the heart in response to the degree of truth you are experiencing isn't something you need to practice or perfect. Your heart has been accurately and perfectly showing you how true your experience has been all along. If you start to notice your heart's openings and closings, you'll discover that you already have everything you need to determine what is true. The heart is the true inner teacher, the source of inner guidance we all have as our birthright. You don't need a spiritual teacher or spiritual books to show you what is true, just your own heart. Exercise. Take a moment to sense your heart. Dropping into the heart can help you get more in touch with what is happening there. Notice if the heart feels relatively contracted or relatively open. In either case, your heart is working perfectly to show you the degree of truth you are experiencing in this moment. Also notice if your heart is expanding or contracting in this moment. The movement might be subtle or a fairly gross contraction or relaxation. You may be able to notice that the heart is always shifting in response to every thought, feeling, desire, and experience that arises in your awareness. There is no wrong way for your heart to respond. It is always showing you the relative truth of this moment.